My name is Nadine. I'm from the University of Kentucky. Sorry. I'm the postdoctor researcher in University of Kentucky. Just now we learned some interesting stories about the specifically focus on the organic phosphorus. Today I want to share our interesting findings in our research. The topic I want to talk about, how do the novel and common toxic fungal endophytes affect tall fescue growth and phosphorus acquisition in acidic soils? Tall fescue is one of the most important cool-season pasture grasses in the United States. About 95% of tall fescue infected with apicloid. Previous studies report endophyte-infected tall fescue has more resistance to drought, a nutrient stress such as nitrogen and phosphorus. Just now, Kim and Lisa also talk about the phosphorus concerns. Here, the phosphorus is phosphorus is an essential macronutrient, and it often limits the pasture's production on soils of eastern, southern, eastern, and lower midwestern of United States. We still have several questions. Number one, how do the endophyte infection affected the tall fescue growth and the phosphorus acquisition in low phosphorus acidic soils and the different phosphorus sources? Number two, we are interested how the endophyte infection alters the microbial community structure and also the acid phosphatase activity in different phosphorus sources. In order to answer above, Okay.
Yeah, I think you're
in order to answer the above questions, a soil-grown experiment was designed. The satellite field loam soil with low phosphorus concentrations was used in this study, and the pH is 5.5. The target plants are endophyte-free, common toxic endophyte-infected tall fescue, and two novel endophyte-infected tall fescue, AR542 and AR584. The four representative phosphorus treatments were used, the water-soluble potassium phosphorus treatment, and the other three poly-soluble phosphorus treatments, aluminum, iron, and calcium treatments. Also, we set the control soils without the phosphorus addition in this experiment. We determined the phosphorus fractions using the method of Hadley with minor modification. After addition of the phosphorus, before we sowing the tall fescue seeds, we analyzed the phosphorus fractions. The result showed that the result showed that the resin phosphorus fraction is significantly greater in water-soluble phosphorus treatment, then followed compared to control and iron phosphorus treatment, then followed by aluminum and calcium treatment. The addition of phosphorus addition of phosphorus to soils did not change organic phosphorus fractions and also did not change the hydrochloric acid extractable phosphorus fractions in this experiment. The tall fescue was growing for 90 days. After 90 days, the Tofascu was harvested, the shoot and root biomass, the phosphorus acquisition in shoot and root tissues were determined. The results showed that the phosphorus forms is the key factor determining the Tofascu biomass production and phosphorus acquisition in shoot and root tissues. These figures showed us that the Tofascu biomass and the phosphorus acquisition was much greater in potassium, aluminum, and calcium treatment compared to those in control and iron treatment. This result is not difficult to explain this in water-soluble phosphorus treatment, since it's just as I introduced, it's water-soluble, and once it applied to soils, it's readily soluble for plant growth. But interestingly, in polysoluble phosphorus treatment, aluminum and calcium treatment, we got the equivalent result as the water-soluble phosphorus treatment. Here, it might be probably due to the addition, the initial soils we used is acidic soils, the pH is 5.5, and also the calcium is an essential element for Tofascu growth. With the growing of Tofascu, absorption of calcium by Tofascu and increased the solubilization of the phosphorus from the polysoluble phosphorus forms. Endophyte infection and the interaction of endophyte and phosphorus forms did not impact the Tofascu biomass production and the phosphorus acquisition, with the exception of the shoot moss. These figures showed us that the AR542 produced a much lower shoot moss compared to endophyte-free Tofascu. This result was probably due to the competition between the endophyte and host plants for the nutrients. However, such responses was not observed in common toxic endophyte-infected Tofascu and the other novel endophyte-infected Tofascu, AR584. It might be probably due to the fact that endophyte infection on Tofascu biomass production to some extent depends on the specific endophyte and host associations. Variance analysis were further conducted to determine the phosphorus source endophyte infection on soil fractions. This result showed us that, again, the phosphorus source is the main factor determining the phosphorus fractions. Endophyte infection and the interactions between endophyte and the phosphorus forms did not impact the phosphorus fractions, with the exception of sodium hydroxide extractable inorganic phosphorus fractions. This figure showed us as AR542, the reduction of sodium hydroxide inorganic phosphorus fraction was much lower in AR542 compared to endophyte-free, and also among the common toxic infected Tofascu and the other novel endophyte infection Tofascu, there's no much significant difference. In order to determine how the Tofascu growth impacted the phosphorus fractions after 90 days growing, we did the linear contrast. And this result showed us that the resin phosphorus fraction and the sodium bicarbonate extractable inorganic phosphorus fractions was significantly decreased compared to their corresponding background soils. It's easily to explain since the first three phosphorus fractions are available for plant growth. But interestingly, so I just continue, okay? Okay. Oh, there. Interestingly, the organic phosphorus fractions are significantly increased compared to their corresponding background soils. How does this happen? Here, we hypothesized that it might be due to the effect of the microbial immobilization of the inorganic phosphorus fractions. And also with the growing of turf fescue, more and more the root debris and the organic matter were introduced to rice-field soils. The hydrochloric acid extractable phosphorus fractions is stable even after 90 days. Tofescu growing is still didn't change compared to their initial concentrations. ACP analysis, ACP activity is an indicator for phosphorus status in soils. Here we determined the ACP and this result. It's not my voice. This result showed us that the phosphorus, besides the phosphorus form, endophyte infection and the interactions between the endophyte and the phosphorus form are significantly influenced the ACP activity. Also, the ACP activity in this experiment was enhanced in controlled soils, but it was much lower in phosphorus-sufficient conditions. Here it's in the water-soluble potassium treatment. So I did quick, 1 minute more, okay, thank you. 2D NMS plot and PRF and MRP analysis were conducted based on all the data from all the phosphorus treatments and control soils. This figure clearly showed us that the microbial community structure in aluminum, calcium, and potassium treatments are similar, and those in control and iron phosphorus, there's no much they're similar. So they're separated to different groups. Again, like before, we showed the slide to the ACP. Here, it clearly showed us that the ACP activity was enhanced in phosphorus deficiency treatment, control, and iron treatment. Figure B indicates that the total microbial biomass and AM fungi and the gram-positive, gram-negative biomass was strongly influenced in water-soluble potassium treatment, aluminum, and calcium treatment. Further, we did the NMS plots and the MRPP within phosphorus treatment individually. And this figure showed us clearly that in water-soluble potassium treatment, aluminum phosphorus treatment, and calcium treatment, The addition of these phosphorus forms to soils significantly changed the microbial community structure. It can show us clearly separate the different groups. But however, in the iron phosphorus treatment, we can see that there's no applied the iron phosphorus to soils, there's no much difference. So finally, we did the stepwise regression analysis to predict the plant growth and phosphorus uptake in tall fescue based on 30 fatty acids. And we found that the AM fungi, the 16-1 omega-5C, fits best for the regression equation. So in this experiment, we used M fungi to predict the tall fescue biomass and the phosphorus uptake. At last, we got these conclusions. The common toxic and novel endophyte infection did not improve the tall fescue biomass production and the phosphorus acquisition. But phosphorus forms is a key factor impacting these parameters. The ACP activity was strongly influenced by the phosphorus form, endophyte infection, and interactions between the two. And also we can see that AM fungi is used to predict the tall fescue biomass production and the phosphorus acquisition. Finally, we found that AR542 did not grow well in acidic soils where the iron phosphorus form is the main phosphorus form. So yeah, finally, I would like to thank you, thank everyone. Yeah, and always. Thank you.